Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? It's How To Tuesday, and we had a request for a not war, another one. Chris Travis, he sent me a message, said, have you ever tested the Slim Beauty against knots like the Bimini Twist or two-turn blood knot or Huffnagel or any knot like that? So the response was, yes, I have, and we'll do it again on the knot wars, but I want to be clear on which ones we want to test against another knot and why. The Slim Beauty is a knot that was created in order to eliminate the Bimini Twist, if possible. So we used to sit around and tie a Bimini Twist. You know, you tie a Bimini Twist on one end of the class tippet, you tie a Bimini Twist on the other end of the class tippet, and we would just tie tons and tons and tons of those. I used to hang on a coat hanger and put them in my closet. We would have to take those out in the boat. Of course, you could rig it up in the boat like that, but it took a lot of time to prepare all those Bimini Twists. And so we were looking for a way that, you know, could we eliminate the Bimini Twist out of this setup? And for a lot of reasons, we were able to do that over time. One was that fluorocarbon and monofilament got better. We used to use Mason hard monofilament, and that was kind of a little bit more difficult to tie with than a lot of the stuff that's out there on the market today, which allows for different knots. But I want to test the Bimini. I wouldn't test the Slim Beauty against the Bimini Twist and the Huffnagel because it is a knot that is we created it in order to try to eliminate the Bimini Twist. So for fair comparison, let's do the Slim Beauty against another knot that's intended to get rid of the Bimini Twist. And then maybe on a future one, we'll try, you know, one that uses the Bimini Twist and one that doesn't use the Bimini Twist to double the line. Theoretically, it would be stronger to double the line and then tie a knot than it would be to tie it with a single piece of line. So the ones that I've decided on today were exactly the ones that he suggested too, a Slim Beauty versus a two-turn blood knot. Okay, so with the two-turn blood knot, what we're doing is doubling the class tippet, and in this case, we're using 15-pound Daiwa, right up to 50-pound Daiwa fluorocarbon, and that's a pretty common connection for me. So we double the 15-pound, just bend it over itself, no Bimini or anything like that, and then you're going to tie five turns with the doubled line, come back through, and only two turns with the fluorocarbon. I'll pull that just like a regular blood knot. So if you could see this, there is the standing line here and a little tag end where the other piece was trimmed off. And that is kind of the same way that we do the Slim Beauty. We double the line over. It goes through a figure eight loop, six turns up, five turns back, and back through the loop. Pull that tight, and that's what the Slim Beauty is. So in my hand right here, I have a Slim Beauty, and I have a similarly tied two-turn blood knot, both tied with Daiwa 50-pound to Daiwa 15-pound fluorocarbon. Okay, so we have the Nextech force tester, which we've been testing all of these knots with. That is going to remain consistent, and I'll put on a glove so that I won't cut my hand on this deal. And we'll do the, this is the two-turn blood knot. We'll do that one first. Got the scale is reset. Take a couple wraps around here. That should be good. Okay, so this is the two-turn blood knot, and here we go. Ooh, 12.74 for the two-turn blood knot on 15-pound, and it broke just about where you would it actually broke within the knot. Within the knot. So 12.74 pounds for the two-turn blood knot on 15-pound. So that's not so good, really. Not really so good. And then we'll reset this one. Now we have the Slim Beauty. And the Slim Beauty is going to test out at 13.7. Okay. So 12.74 versus 13.7, the Slim Beauty wins today. And this one was, it broke just below the knot. Just below the knot where you would kind of, or maybe actually within the knot. Maybe that one broke a little bit within the knot. So both broke within the knot. And the moral of the story is that if you're going to use either one of these knots and you're looking for breaking strength of 15-pound, like the label says, bump it up to 20. Bump it up to 20, tie that knot, and it would probably break at 18. If that's what you're looking for around 15-pound breaking strength, then you could bump up the class tippet just a little bit and probably accomplish that. If you're looking, and again, the reason that you're using these knots versus a Hufnagel or versus a blood knot with a Bimini or many other knots that you could use that could be stronger, but you're knowingly using a knot that is not quite as strong because it eliminates a tremendous amount of knots out of the equation. A Hufnagel can be 2 inches long depending on how it's tied. These are tight little compact knots. I believe that the fish don't see them as well as a big, long, bulky knot. And so if you're, you know, trying to get a 20-pound leader, you know, maybe you use a little bit heavier class tippet and you accomplish that 20-pound leader. Now, that's not going to be eligible for a world record, but if you're just trying to make your rigging a little bit easier, a little bit faster, and be able to do it on the boat really easily, then these are knots that you might want to think about. But, you know, if you test them up against one that has a Bimini in it, the other one's probably going to test stronger. Know that going in. All right, so between the two-turn blood knot and the Slim Beauty wins today by over a pound. So there you go. Thanks for the idea, Chris. I appreciate it. And if you have one, you can text me at 305-930-7346. That's how you get a hold of me. That's how Chris did it. And we can have a future knot war with some knots that you like. All right, that's it for today. We'll see you next week.